Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel Beis, says that Haman was trying to convince Ahasuerus that we can take care of these people, we get rid of them. And he said, there's this nation, Yeshno, Am Echad, Mefuzar, Mefarad, Me'am. And Ahasuerus says to Haman, you know, I'm a little bit nervous. Mistafino me'el kav. I'm nervous from their God. The lowly oven, he can beat the oven to kamai. I don't want him to do to me like he's done to my predecessors. Haro, Nebuchadnezzar, none of the people who attacked the Jewish people ended up good. I don't want to end up in such a state. So Haman said to him, don't worry about it. Amalei, yeshno. Amachad, yeshno. What does it mean, yeshno? From the word, some explain yashen, they're sleeping. Yeshno, the Gemara says, min ha-mitzvos. They're sleeping in their mitzvos. They're performing mitzvos, but they don't think about it when they do their mitzvos. Their minds are in other places, so you don't have to be worried about their mitzvos protecting them in this case. The Marsha says something different. He says from the word shinui, that they changed the mitzvos. The Jewish people weren't fulfilling the mitzvos 100% according to the letter of the law. So Ahasuerus said, okay, Amalei, Isbahu Rabbanan. Yeah, but they're the rabbis. What about the Talmidei Chachamim with all their good deeds and their mitzvos? They're going to end up protecting the people who are sinning, who are not performing the mitzvos in the perfect way. And I don't want to mess around with these people when they have these Talmidei Chachamim. Amalei, Haman said, no, don't worry, Ahasuerus, it's okay, because Am Echad Hi, they're one nation. What does that mean? Explains the Marsha that they're all the same. Just like I just told you that the commoner, the regular Jew, wasn't fulfilling the mitzvos 100%. So to the other Talmidei Chachamim, they're also not fulfilling the mitzvos 100%. But the Manos HaLevi, Shlomo Alkovitz, author of the Chagavli, he explains Haman's response differently. Am Echad, you worry about the Talmidei Chachamim? Don't worry about it, because they're one nation. And each part of the Jewish people are responsible to take responsibility for the other people. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. You're right, the Talmidei Chachamim, they're not maybe negligent in their mitzvahs. But since they're going to be held responsible for the fact that the other people are not fulfilling the mitzvahs in the way that it's supposed to be, so you don't have to be worried about them, they will be punished for the sins of others. And that's what tipped off Ahasuerus, said, okay, let's go make the decree. The fact that we are all a raven, we're all held responsible for every one of the Jewish people, that is what caused the decree to be sealed. Similarly, the Gemara says earlier, and that we base it with Aleph, the students of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came to him and asked him, why were the Jewish people decreed upon that they were going to be destroyed? He said to them, Amr Lahem, you tell me, what do you think the reason is? Amrullo, the student said, because they benefited, they partied with Ahasuerus. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said to them, and came, if that's the case, then only the people in Shushan, the Jews in Shushan, should be punished. All the Jews all over the place? So, okay, the Jews in Shushan participated in this pardon of Ahasuerus. But what about all the other Jews in the world that didn't? They shouldn't be decreed upon. And the Gemara says that actually, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai retracted, the Talmidim retracted, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gave a different reason for why the Jews were held responsible. It wasn't for the pardon. But Rabbi Kiva Eicher here on the Gemara, the Gilyon HaShas, quotes that the Medrash has a different version of what happened.
The student said, oh, it's because they party. Said Rabbi Shimon Michai, if that's the case, so why were all the Jews all over the place decreed upon? It should have been just the people in Shushan. And the answer was, to call Yisrael a Rabbi Zebizet. It's true, only the people in Shushan did what they did. They were the only ones who sinned. But all the other Jews should have been, not should have been, they were responsible for the sin that happened in Shushan, and because of that, they all were deserving of the decree to be destroyed. Two different Gemaras, two separate sources, that at that time, maybe not everyone was sinning, but everyone was held responsible for what happened to the people in Shushan. And perhaps this sheds light on something that I even spoke about yesterday in the Yom Yun to some of you, but perhaps this shows us a new layer of what really was going on. It's clear throughout the Megillah that the Jewish people changed from an Am Mifuzar Mifurad Bein Amin, like the Megillah says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, that Haman said, they are Mifurad, they have no Achdus, no unity. The Jewish people are separate. And when the Jewish people are separate, you have no problem, you can go ahead and get them. They lack the unity. And like the Manas Halevi explains, that that's why Esther went ahead and said, Leich Kinosis Kol HaYudim, Per Dal Pasik Hezvav, go gather all the Jewish people together. We need Achdus, we need unity. Without that, we're in trouble. And that's why when Mordechai sent out the letter in Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph to tell the Jewish people to protect themselves and defend themselves, he first wrote, Asher Asan HaMelech LaYudim Asher B'Cholir B'Yir, the Akashir gave permission for us to defend ourselves, Lihi Kahel, to gather together, and protect ourselves. Didn't just say, whip out the guns. First he said, Lihi Kahel, get together. You need Achdus. And in fact, Perek Ches Pasuk Ezvav, the Pasuk begins, Vayikalu Ayudim, Asher B'Shushan, they gathered together, the Jews in Shushan. Vayargu B'Shushan Shos B'Shushan, and then they went ahead and they fought. As the Gilgal Gaon points out, then Perek Ches Pasuk Rav Gimel, the Pasuk says, Vikibel Hayudim. The Jewish people in singular, Kibel, not Kiblu, Kibel, in singular, accepted all the mitzvahs of Purim. The Jewish people went from an Am, Fuzar, Meforad, that they were separate, to singular, to one nation. Achdus, very important. But perhaps, based on what we just said before, there's another layer to this. What was in the beginning that there wasn't Achdus, there wasn't unity? Was it that the Jewish people hated one another? They were throwing things at one another? They were speaking Lashon Hara about one another? That's what I always thought. But perhaps that wasn't it. Perhaps the Jewish people got along just fine. But they weren't interested in one another. I live my life, you live your life. You have issues? Okay. I love you, I care about you, I don't hate you, no sin as chinam, but I'm me and you're you. We see from the first two sources that part of the problem was Kol Yisrael Aridim Zelazet, that the Jewish people were going to get killed, destroyed, wiped out, because they're supposed to be held responsible for one another. It's our Christ, is a group of people that are sinning. That's my problem. It's not, he does his thing in Shushan, I do my thing in Kush. We like each other, but no. Nah. We weren't one in the sense that we were mifurad, we were separate, not because we hated one another, but we were separate because we didn't care and we didn't take responsibility for one another. Until the end, when we really became one, and we said, your problem is my problem, and we see it because they're going to kill us. Similar to what happened in the Holocaust. Some people said, okay, I'm not really Jewish, I'm not really this, and then Hitler, Yimach Shmo, comes along and says, well, I'm going to kill you too. Oh, yeah, this is our problem. Your problem is my problem. Even though I'm not religious, it doesn't matter. It's my problem. When the decree came on everyone, and all of a sudden everyone had to get together and say, your problem is my problem, you have to unify in order to be able to win, that's what happened. So we see a very important lesson over here. We see the achrayus, the level of responsibility that we're all supposed to have for every single person. No matter what, it's not good enough that we're sitting here enjoying good food, good learning, good view, good dorm, whatever it is, it's not good enough. We have to be bothered and we have to be worried about what's happening out there. What about the people that don't have what we have? It is our responsibility. There's a group of people in some place in Shushan or wherever that they're sitting, that's our problem. It's our problem, it's our obligation of our of us to go ahead and take responsibility for all those people, figure out how we can help them, how can we change them. I feel I want to take 2 minutes just because it's still very, very fresh. One of the members of our yeshiva, Eric Mos, who was nifter just a couple days ago, and this mida of taking responsibility for others was blatantly, was obvious of the highest regard with him. How much he cared about everyone, no matter what, how much he felt the pain of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, how the people that didn't merit to what he and his wife were able to get to. And he did things that were trailblazing. The destinations program that he started for people not from his background to try to motivate them and energize them to go ahead and take advice for the Jewish people. I had many discussions, arguments maybe even, was a chavrusa. We had a chavrusa about, I said, Eric, this is not your world over here. You don't know where these people come from. You don't understand it. And he didn't care. He saw that this was something that was important, and we're going to go ahead and do it. And the amount of bracha that he had from Hashem in this area, so matzliach, just proved. Didn't matter that he didn't understand the people, or where they're coming from, or their seminaries, or even their yeshivas later on, when we started the boys program. That made no difference. This was something he had to help more people, he had to take responsibility for it, and he started Yish Me'ayim, an incredible, incredible program. And you saw it also in his day-to-day activities. The responsibility that he had, everything that he did, he was one of his positions was to book classes, the educational program for all the trips, thousands of people that came in on trips. He would talk with the Makari, the rabbi, about which shir the students should have. And he didn't just say, look, Zalman is good, Cooper Smith is good. Look, any one of the two should be fine. Never would he do that. It was based on lists of data and feedback and stats that he had. Whip it out. He would say, oh, you want stats? Tremendous amount of information that went into every single decision. Why? Because if it's just a job, yes, I'm supposed to find you a nice class. Here's a nice class. He's a nice class. It'll all be good. It's okay. But it wasn't a job by him to fit classes in. It was taking achrayus for these students. These people are coming. What is going to make the biggest effect? What's going to give the biggest bang? So you can't just give something nice. It has to be based on research. You wouldn't invest money into a stock without plenty of research beforehand. So how do you give some a 45-minute class? Nothing's a 45-minute. They're all good at the end of the day. Just put it there. It's easy. Never would you do such a thing. Wouldn't even think to do such a thing. Took full achrayus, full responsibility for how to go about and do it. He would remind me from the email, from his bed. I didn't know I was even able to talk to him. Or he sent me a reminder, he's supposed to be teaching tonight. Then he'd write back afterwards. I heard there weren't as many girls there as usual. You should know there were 3 Shabbatons. That's why Eric, I didn't know you were involved anymore. Like, forget it. You know, it was great. No, he cared about every single class, before, after, how did it go, should we continue, should we not continue, back and forth, because he was someone that took 100% achrayus, 100% level of responsibility for other people. And it's obviously a tremendous, tremendous loss to all of us. We felt it already while he was sick, and we started moving things over, we were trying to play catch up, we didn't realize how much was going on in his head, how much he was holding, all the cards that he had. And it's a big loss for all of us. And but we have to step in. We have to step into those shoes. We have to make a big chesed and nefesh in all of us about how we're going to take responsibility for for the Jewish people. And even if we can't relate, and even if the person is from a different background than us, doesn't make a difference. The people in Shushan did not speak the same language as the people in Kush. But at the end of the day, they were held responsible. And it should be, we should have the same bracha that Eric had to take responsibility to the Jewish people, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us out like he did for him. And Be'ez Hashem, if we take chizuk from that, that will be a tremendous gilui neshama for him and for all of us.